Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Juan Encarnacion. Batting third. The center fielder, Preston Wilson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Lowell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin Millar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brad Penny. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Brad Penny. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vance Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Michael Baksik. Pitching for the New York Mets, Michael Baksik. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Encarnacion hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Derek Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar takes first base on ball four. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Lowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Burnitz. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Burnitz steals second. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alfonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnitz scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfonso moves to second. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alfonso moves to third. Payton moves to second. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Millar is called out on strikes. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Brad Penny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Penny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Michael Baksik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baksik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Juan Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 0 for 1 in the game. Encarnacion strikes out. 2 outs. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Lowell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnetz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowell hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 0 for 1 in the game. Millar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peyton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peyton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Millar. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. Wilson moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Michael Baksik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksik is 0-for-1 in the game. Baksik bunts towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Brad Penny is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Penny is 0-for-1 in the game. Penny strikes out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Encarnacion is 0-for-2 in the game. Encarnacion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Encarnacion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Mets. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alfonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blaine Neal now pitching. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peyton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peyton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfonso moves to third. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfonso scores. Peyton moves to second. It's 8-1, Mets. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Michael Baksik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksik is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baksik hits a fly ball into left field. Millar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Mets. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Millar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Mike Mordecai pinch hits for Blaine Neal. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mordecai hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alfonso hits a fly ball into right field. Encarnacion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peyton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peyton strikes out. Two outs. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Juan Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Encarnacion is 0 for 3 in the game. Encarnacion hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Pavano now pitching. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Baksik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baksik is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baksik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Mets. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Florida Marlins, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.